Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Our gallant crew are almost set for the opening of the Tynabruach Lodge Country House Hotel, with which they have been entrusted to look after for a couple of months. The captain has already heard from Maggie, Scotty and Crawford as to what they intend to be doing for the public during this period. They paused last week for a meal of scrapple, which involved a hog's head, and are now all back from the toilets, ready to continue with their briefing.
Maggie, can I firstly say that I have never in my life tasted anything like that food you put in front of us at dinner time.
Why, thank you, Captain. I'm only too pleased that it went down well.
And it came up even better.
Oh, Scotty, my love, how you like to tease.
Anyway, we heard from Scotty, Crawford and Maggie before the meal. Now, what about you, Dick? What are you going to be up to while we're open?
I'm going to be overseeing the refreshments for Maggie, but that will only be part of the time. So I thought I might do some other stuff to make people happy.
Have you anything in mind?
Well, I thought we could have some games and things like they do at those concentration camps. You know, like glamorous grannies and stuff.
I think you mean holiday camps. Concentration camps where people were held against their will and tortured daily.
Aye, well, that sounds like the holiday camp I went to when I was a kiddie.
You went to a holiday camp?
What do you mean? Our family wasn't dragged up in the streets. We did take holidays, you big red-headed, humpy-backed bobag.
Anyway, Dick, tell us more about your ideas.
Well, I thought things like donkey derbies.
And where are we going to get donkeys at this late stage?
Oh, I know you use the sheep and call them Himalayan donkeys. We could strap some big ears on them.
I don't know about the donkey derby, Dick. What other ideas do you have?
What about water sports?
Well, yes, Dick, that would be fun, but I was rather hoping we could concentrate on what we were offering the visitors.
Snorkeling, water skiing and things like that.
I don't think we have the facilities for such things, Dick.
Well, we could get some old piping for the hoose and use them as snorkels. With one of Maggie's donuts round the end for their mouth, that'd work.
But the donut would dissolve in the water, surely.
Have you tried one of our donuts? They take about an hour to break up.
Okay, that's an idea then.
And we could do water skiing with one of the lifeboats for the ship.
But the lifeboats don't have a motor, Crawford.
Nae bother, I'll tap one for a lawnmower and fit it on.
What about the skis?
Ach, there's planks of wood in the shed. I'll cut them to size and nail a pair of boots on them. The rope we can get through the ship.
Well, all your ideas are making this quite an exciting prospect.
What about tea dances? We used to hold tea dances on Barra every second Saturday of the month. They were very popular. At least half a dozen would turn up and have a cup of tea and a quick fling of the floor.
Dinna tell me, the ones where you used to get a click, am I right?
Well, let me say that I was always very popular among the local men. One man, young Dougal he was, oh, he was a handsome one. His father was a local fisherman who came round every Tuesday. Well, I remember him taking me up the pleasure beach one night. Och, those were the days.
Well, I think tea dances might be a good idea. That means we need the Eriskine Oys to do their bit in the ballroom.
We can do that. Did you want a waltz or a jig?
Are those the only choices we have?
Well, the thing is, my arthritis has come back quite badly, and I can't move the fingers the way I used to do. If it's a jig you're after, there could be a problem.
Och, now, isn't that a pity? I'd quite like a jig.
What's she saying?
She said she'd quite like a jig.
Aye, isn't it on the truth?
What are you talking about, you old beggar?
She does look a bit of a pig. Thone wee pokey een and thone snout. Aye, pig's the word.
She said she would like a jig. A jig, you deaf old cuddy.
Aye, well, I stand by what I said. She's got a face like a melted welly.
You're no oil painting yourself.
Enough of this bickering. Tea dances it is. Now, Reverend, what about the chapel and the services?
Well, there is a church in the township, but I have decided to hold my own in our chapel twice a day.
Aye, but what about the services?
Scotty, stop being so smutty. I'm holding my own services in the chapel twice a day. They will be very multi-denominational, and every Thursday afternoon will be a special heretics half hour.
Well, I'm sure that will be very busy. Now, Purser, what's happening at the main gate?
I have set up a new entrance fee system at the main gate. It comprises of entry to the house, £5. Entry to the house with tour of gardens, £7.50. Entry to house with tour of gardens and house, £10. No concessions for children or senior citizens.
Isn't that a bit harsh?
We use up as much air as the others. Take it or leave it. Also, if you want to park your car within a 2 mile radius of the house, then that is another £10 plus £5 per passengers. Or you can park it for free outside that radius and get a bus.
Well, I'm sure that's going to attract a great many people.
And what about you, Captain? What are you proposing to do?
Well, of course, as mine host, I shall be doing the guided tours of the house myself.
But nothing interesting has ever happened in Noon House.
That doesn't stop me from telling some stories now, does it?
Nothing will stop him from telling stories.
I thought of starting in the Great Hall where the Earl of Tynabruich used to greet his guests as they arrived to spend the weekend in the country. Barons, dukes, duchesses, even queens. They'd be taken up the grand staircase to the boudoirs while the servants would be taken up the back passage and shown theirs. The boudoirs are decked out in finery, unfortunately long gone. A huge four-poster bed would stand where the standard double now is. A dressing table set out with all the perfumes and toilet waters of the day would be over where the MFI chest of drawers now stands. During the day, huge hunts would be held, where they would be out shooting the stags, and while the horses were having their oats, the guests would be dining on a lavish picnic and playing with each other. Things like hang it out to dry and name the balloon. At night they would be dined in elegance or in the dining room, whichever was free. Then on to the splendour of the ballroom, the huge gilded room hung with chandeliers where the Earl holds his balls and dances. A ceilidh to rival all other ceilidhs would be the order of the day with special guest artists and bands like Glenn Daly, Sidney Devine and the Vattersea Boys.
But they weren't there in the noon days.
They must have been. Have you seen them recently?
Aye, well, you have a point there.
Yes, I think this is going to be a great adventure for us all and make us some money.
What about Sandy and Roger?
Oh, indeed, I'd forgotten about them. Where are they?
Sandy's in the wee room up the stairs that's being used as the radio station. He's looking through all the records.
Surely you mean CDs?
No, records. And I didn't mean no vinyl stuff neither. There's all old 78s. And I think there's Alex Findlay, Harry Lauder and the choir and organ of St Magnus Cathedral. Oh, and a rare recording of Fran and Anna singing in key.
Maybe Roger has some cassettes or something. By the way, where is he?
Oh, he's trying to get into the housemaid's dress.
What?
You told him he was to be the housemaid, so he's trying to get himself into the wee black dress and apron.
Oh, I see. Well, Crawford, can you go and see if he has anything more suitable to be played on the radio station?
What sort of stuff do you want?
Well, see if he has any ABBA or Village People. Something to jolly the day up.
I'd better get back to the kitchen and see if my herring surprise is ready.
I don't remember seeing herring surprise on the menu.
Oh, it's my dish of the day.
And what's the surprise?
It's not herring.
So, with the briefing over, everyone goes about their duties, getting everything ship-shape and Ardrossan fashion, ready for the grand reopening tomorrow. However, there is a telephone call for the captain, and he calls Scotty, Crawford and Maggie to his office, which is actually an old toilet that is out of use.
Enter. Ah, come in. Sorry, there's only one seat and I'm on it at the moment. I've just had a telephone call from a Mr. Dover who is asking if he can hire the house out for a reaffirmation of their wedding vows. Seemingly, they don't get on very well after 25 years of marriage, and he thinks this might, well, help in some small way.
And what's he wanting here?
He's asked for a ceremony in the Italian sunken garden, followed by a finger buffet and a dance. Can we do it?
When is he wanting it?
Oh, well, that's the problem, you see. He wants to have it this weekend, so we would have only 3 days to put it all together, plus we have the grand reopening to contend with. I fear it may just be too much.
Now, Captain, where's your fighting spirit? Of course we can do it. Crawford and my big hulking Scotty can get the gardens ready, and I can get you the finger buffet.
You really think we can do it?
Aye.
Then I'll call him back and arrange it for this weekend. I have a feeling about this. It's going to be a one-off.
If the Glen Midden have anything to do with it, it will certainly be a one-off, all right. Will Scotty and Crawford know what to do with the sunken garden? Where have Maggie's fingers been? These questions and more will all be answered next week, same time, same channel, on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.